unable to get any rebounds or stops down the stretch to preserve the victory. Offensively as well, we weren't as efficient as we had been throughout the game. But when you play Towson, you got to rebound the basketball, and we did not rebound and finish our defensive possessions. Without the services of Austin Williamson in the second half of that game, and certainly he's a defensive player of the year candidate in our opinion, and when he's not on the floor, our defense was not as good. So we played about 28 to 30 minutes of consistent basketball in Charleston, and that's never enough to win on the road, and credit goes to them. They were able to capitalize on our mistakes and open up a sizable lead down the stretch.
Got a media question too, if you'll get that for us, Catherine.
Our question comes from Mark Narducci with Philadelphia Inquirer. Your line is open.
Okay, hey Zach.
Hey Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Zach, I wanted to ask you, the two losses aside, you've played kind of your best basketball, within this last few weeks. How do you feel as you're getting ready for the CAA tournament? Because you've been competitive with the top teams. You've beaten many of them. And just where do you think you are at this point?
Well, Mark, I think we're improving. And that's the goal for everybody, is to put yourself in a position that when the ball is thrown up down in Charleston in a couple weeks, that we're all operating at our best, and certainly we want to do that. I think some of the best basketball we played throughout the season was in a three-game tournament we had down at the Paradise Jam that was in Lynchburg, Virginia, and we'll have that opportunity again in Charleston in a few weeks. So individually we've got to improve, and as a unit you've got to make progress, and I think we're showing that. We just got to keep going.
Do you have an update? You talked about Austin Williams got banged up. Do you have an update?
No, it's day-to-day right now, and he's got a lower leg injury, and we're hopeful to get him back as soon as we can. Anytime you lose one of the nation's best shot blockers, it can affect you, and we're hopeful that we can get him back soon.
You said you think he can be a real viable defensive player of the year candidate in this CAA.
I think there's a lot of good defensive players in our league, but I think his numbers, he's one of the top, I think, 12 or top 10 shot blockers in the country, and that's a very impressive feat to do that. And I think for every shot he blocks, he probably affects three or four others. And has done a good job rebounding the basketball as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mark, we'll see you.
We have another question from Daniel Crane with alwaysdragon.com. Your line is open.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
Doing all right. I wanted to ask you, in the last 50 minutes without Austin, what probably the biggest adjustment you'll be making going into the Northeastern game will be?
Well, we don't know that we won't have Austin for the Northeastern game. But in the last, as you said, 50 minutes of basketball, what we did not have necessarily with Tyshawn Miles' effort was terrific. I thought Tadas gave us some really good things in Charleston. But just a natural shot-blocking presence with the length. You've got to be more sound. Technically sound to keep guys in front of you and keep them not only out of the paint but further away from the basket, because you don't have a guy there to protect the rim as consistently. Both Ty and Tadas are giving good efforts and they're doing everything they can, but stretch is one of the best in the country. So, well, we've got to keep guys in front of us and force a tougher two from a little more distance and just having depend on stretch to block a shot at the rim.
Thank you.
Okay, Dan, we'll see you later.
We have a question from Alex Riley with Wilmington Star News. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Alex, I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. I'm just curious, when you got a guy like Tremaine who's obviously having a pretty fantastic season, what do you do to keep him in rhythm, allow him to stay in rhythm? Is it just, you know, you kind of tell him to go do his thing, or do you set stuff up for him specifically? How do you keep him in the rhythm that you seem to have found here lately?
Well, he's a very creative player, and sometimes those guys need space to create. You want to help him be successful, at the same time allow him opportunities to do things, and that can be a delicate balance. Sometimes teams really load up initially, and if you can, you know, have the attention go in a different direction, and then the ball gets reversed, and he's not necessarily the first guy coming down attacking, he can have some success. So we tried to put him in different situations, sometimes off the ball, but also, you know, he's a very, very good finisher going to the rim, and can make good decisions as well. So it's a combination of all those things you just talked about, Alex.
With the fact that so many defenses are going to key on him and keep an eye on him, do you not emphasize, but make sure your other players understand, hey, if they collapse on him, you guys have to be ready to take your shot and make it count?
Sure. You know, and I think he's found guys. He's wired to score and can get to the rim and does. Also has the ability to make the pass to the open teammate. And he's done a good job with that for the most part of the season. And that's why I think we've had some success here lately, was we have guys that have scored it and shared it. If you look at our game at William & Mary, we had 20 assists on 32 buckets. It wasn't just one guy going to score. It was multiple guys getting in the paint and then either finishing or sharing, and he was a big part of that, big part of our success, and will continue to be as the season goes along.
Awesome. Thanks,
Zach. Before I let you go, certainly a challenging road trip ahead for your team heading to Northeastern and to Hofstra. You had quite the exciting game with Northeastern the first time, where your team rallied late to win that game. What were you able to do so effectively against Northeastern, and what are some of the keys against them?
Well, they're a very, very well-coached team, and they execute their plan, and they've got a plan for their counters, and everyone's on the same page. So you've got to make sure that you're able to defend and then take advantage of the opportunities to score when you're given to them. It's one of the best defensive teams in the league, and you've got to make sure that every possession counts, and you're good with the basketball. We were able to score it. And we had some success getting some stops. We were fortunate with some missed free throws late by them that allowed us to get the ball and drive it. And we got to the bucket and got to the line. So certainly we had some good fortune at home. And we'll need to execute on the offensive end and really work hard on the defensive end to limit their playmaking ability. And they've got a number of guys that can make plays. So it'll be a good matchup. We're excited about this opportunity. I think when you're in this league and you get a chance to play against anybody, it's always going to be a tough game, whether it's home or away. And if you're the type of person that wants to have success, that wants to be great and do something special, you relish these opportunities. You don't lament that you have to go on the road or do this or that. You get to do it. And we have a group that we're excited we get to have this opportunity in a couple days, and we've got to have a couple good practices to get ready to do it.
All right, Zach, thanks for taking time with us this morning. Safe travels to the Northeast, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, Rob. We'll see you.
All right, you too.